You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables Radio Hour with round, soft, pillowy bread filled with delicious PB&J. Here's your host, Uncrustables.
Caller on line three. What's eating you?
No one.
Crust, is that you?
Ugh.
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Jessica, I'd like to read. Someone sent me a DM and said, I was born in 91 in Washington Heights as a black Dominican. Growing up in New York in the 90s, my parents listened to typical Dominican music, merengue, bachata. It wasn't a typical American household that played the Beatles or whatever white America liked in the 90s. I never liked that music. I loved rap and hip-hop since I was a kid. I grew up on 50, Lil Wayne, Kanye, Outkast. So when I listen to these musicals, it's cringy. That shit is ass. And then he says, don't sing me a movie.
This shit is ass.
Don't sing me a movie is a great line.
Are you 6 foot?
I am.
Yeah, I knew it.
Mm. I wish you were shorter for trying to...
I know.
Trying to fight Mike on his stance.
It's weird. For people over 6 foot, easily, like me, yeah. I generally, my cutoff is 6 feet. Just say whether you're tall or short.
Oh, I don't think so. I go higher.
Yeah, because your time in the NBA.
So, yeah, to me, like. Yeah.
Tall is like 6'8".
No.
No, 6'5".
I would say 6'5".
6'5". Like, would you classify me as tall?
Yeah, you're tall.
Yeah.
You're tall. You're objectively tall.
Thanks, man. Many are saying.
Many are saying.
Many are saying. I'm very tall.
But like, it's funny, like the 6'2 guys who are taller than me, but whenever I'm like with them, I was like, ah, we're close enough, you know? Versus like 6'4, 6'5, that's when I was like, all right, this guy's clearly tall.
Do you guys ever think about how much you think about height?
I don't think about it that much.
I don't think about height ever, except when I'm in, when I'm traveling. When I'm traveling, because in Miami, I'm very tall.
Mm.
I can go to a concert and no one is in my way.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see a show in Chicago, I'm like, damn.
Oh, for
there's a lot of Scandinavian blood over here. See, everyone's so tall. Everyone's like, goddamn Thor, move.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't notice until I am the tallest person. And I'm like, what's going on here? But like in regular every day, I don't think about it. Or when someone, you know, so I remember people would meet me and they say, oh my God, you're so much taller than you look on TV. And I said, yeah, that's because I'm always sitting next to someone 6'8". Like, if I'm always next to Paul Pierce or Tracy McGrady.
Remember that photo of you sitting next to Antonio Davis?
I'm like, he's 6'9", 280. Of course I look tiny.
I got to see if that's
also
still on the internet.
The angle was terrible because they put him closer to the camera and they put me to the back.
I mean, there's no angle in which you look tall or reasonably sized next to Antonio Davis.
Look when you see the picture.
I'm on it.
I look like a marionette. I literally look like I'm his ventriloquist dummy. And
it looks like a Hollywood effect.
Yes. Like Benjamin Button. Remember how they like made Brad Pitt look like
CGI.
That's pretty much what I look like. But it's not because I'm a tiny person. It's because A, I'm sitting next to a giant of a human being who's larger probably than most of these fans had ever met in their life. And B, the angle was terrible. It's the worst possible angle. You got to put me close to the camera.
I got
to
find that juju if you can hear me. Just know that I'm sorry. Please find this photo from SportsCenter with Amin sitting next to Antonio Davis.
It should be like just our names.
I Googled it. It didn't come up.
Amin Ohassan, Antonio Davis.
Oh, Witty got it.
Yeah, see? Like, that's
an funnier
optical,
than I remember.
It's an optical illusion. I am not that small, but
It's like the picture of Boomer that went viral from the MLB All-Star Home Run Derby.
With Passan and Kershaw.
Yeah. You look so tiny.
Oh my God, Mike, your flashlight's on. That's so embarrassing.
Oh no, I'm a boomer. Speaking of boomers. Sorry, I was laughing.
You call a flashlight, I call it torch. Torch has a cooler name.
What?
The torch. Your torch is on.
I think of torch, I think of like one of those cigar lighters.
No, I think of like in, Witty, in England, don't they call flashlights torches?
Oh, Zippo?
That one I'm not familiar with.
No, all right.
No. You could be right, but that one I've not heard.
Torch, man. You never like the torch. It's like those.
I think of tiki torches. Which doesn't have the greatest.
To America's.
I must admit, ruined forever for me.
Tiki torches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally ruined.
Is there a comeback for
also,
tiki torches?
Also, red hats.
Yeah.
Totally ruined.
Yeah, dude, too bad for the Cincinnati Panther. Reds. Yeah.
I have a Red Panther hat that I just can't wear.
So I was watching a video online of this guy who gets out of his car and starts harassing someone who's filming something. And the person who's filming pulls out the pepper spray and sprays the guy in the face, and the guy runs away. Now, the guy that got out of the car and started harassing was wearing a red hat. I just assumed, this is one of these things. And then a little while later, I'm like, that guy's not white. And then I got closer in the zoom up and was like, he's wearing an Angels hat. Like, it had nothing to do with that. I pre-prescribed all sorts of kind of emotions to this video that ended up being erroneous.
I mean.
What? I just saw the picture? You just saw it?
How is it that you look 3 times smaller than this human?
Because, man,
one angles,
man. Like, it's a weird angle.
His head looks 8 times bigger than your head.
Let's do this.
It's like Shaq standing next to Hoops.
Let me do this. Bad. Yo, Jessica and Mike, if you guys could both stand up.
It looks like he could reach over and just lift you by grabbing the top of your head.
He's also massive. Like, that's the other part.
He looks like Marlon Wayans and Little Man.
But I'm just saying, like, he's not 6'2". Like, people understand that. So, Mike and Jessica, if you could both stand up, please. Stand up.
I don't like this experiment.
Watch.
Whatever you say about
this. All right, so you look on camera and you see Jessica is a smaller person and Mike.
Hold on. Jess has huge platform shoes
now. Mike,
she's got
Mike, move closer to this camera here. And Jessica, move back a little bit. Oh, my God. Jessica looks like a puppet.
Are you trying to explain to me perspective?
You're doing the opposite way. I want to look like I'm giant.
Well, this is how it should have been. So flip sides. And if we had done it like this, see?
Mike still looks clearly taller.
No,
so he's actually right there.
He's always going to. Yo, Chris, the idea isn't that I'm going to look bigger than Antonio Davis. The idea is that it's not going to be as stark a contrast as what you see there.
You're not that far apart from Antonio Davis. I understand angles, but you're not that far apart.
I am. It's an optical illusion.
He looks like he could flick you like one of those paper football things.
Exactly like the jeans thing. I swear to God those jeans weren't baggy. But, like, from that angle that I took the picture, they look baggy. But, like, when I show people...
Oh, I need to see the jeans picture.
Oh, you don't know the jeans one went viral. You don't know the story, Jess?
No.
It was the day the Warriors were going to break the record for most wins in a season. And I went on SportsCenter, and right before I go on my hit, I said I was wearing the new... she's laughing because she's seeing the picture.
This is like some Peter Jackson type of camera.
Hold on.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Like, this is how they filmed the Lord of the Rings scenes with the hobbits. They're like, Ian McKellen, come closer. Elijah Wood, go back, go back. Okay. You look 3'7" now.
So before I go and I do the hit, I just got the new 72-10. Oh wow, there goes the picture.
It's the angle that's like, it's not from the side. Like, the angle's pretty straightforward.
It's
like,
not, trust me. The camera's here and I'm there. That's what's happening there. So they're gonna break this record. I decide I'm wearing the new Jordan 11s, the 72-10s. And so I'm about to do a segment about what's the better team. You know, that was a big thing back in 2016. Oh, who's better, the 96 Bulls or the 16 Warriors? So
I remember.
I take a picture where, like, I'm extending my leg out. And I was, so the shoe one, I'm like, and I captioned it, are we talking teams, right? because that was a big song that came out. Like the
I remember.
You know. Okay, it was the time, right? I'm putting everyone back in the time machine. This isn't for you, Jess. It's for all the listeners who don't remember that time.
I was in college. Like, all we listened to was
We're doing the back in the day thing. So anyways, so a guy responds almost immediately, take this down now. And I'm like, oh, get out of here, man. Whatever. You know, it's the internet. People talk shit, right? And then the replies start rolling. And people are killing me. Yo, are those JNCO jeans? Yo, are those Jerbo jeans? Like, oh, are you wearing Karl Kanai's? I'm like, guys, it's not baggy. And so I post a picture from the same shoot, a screenshot of me and Kerry Champion, and they're regular ass jeans. But in that moment, in that angle, they look like wide leg, boot cut, baggy ass jeans. And so the internet roasts me, and someone photoshopped crying Michael Jordan face on the jeans. And then I had friends hit me like, why do you have brown jeans on? I'm like, no, that's not the color of the jeans.
Brown jeans.
Everyone thought I had brown jeans on.
Yo, I'm looking at these right now. There's a lot of space in these jeans, man.
I'm telling you, hold on. I'm going to show you. I'm going to send you the opposite, right? I'm going to send you from a different angle. Here we go.
That's
the crying Jordan.
Did you just say Michael Jordan jeans?
Yeah,
man, that's really embarrassing.
So
for you.
Jess, I just airdropped it to you. The same jeans from the same moment, just from a different angle. Are those baggy jeans?
I mean, they're boot cut. They're not baggy though.
They're not baggy jeans at all.
I like that this is your like untold stories,
no,
Manti
watch
Teo
this
moment. Like,
watch
you're
this
coming clean.
It
right
gets
now
better. So everyone, as soon as it starts crashing on me, and that's one of those moments where you got to understand, hey, man, the internet has you. You just got to let it happen. You can't, like, fight this or whatever, right? So the whole day goes, and everyone on basketball Twitter and sports Twitter gets their roasting, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it dies down. And then my so-called friend, Charlamagne the God, discovers it. And then he posted, and that's when I discovered, oh, there's a whole universe of Twitter which much bigger than sports Twitter that I was not aware of, because now this, you thought you went viral before, that shit went to the stratosphere. And that's when I just said, you know what? I literally went back to my hotel room and I changed jeans.
It's a Zion Williamson thing, though. That's good for you. That's a good day for you. Even if people are mocking you for the jeans.
Dude, I'll
a lot
honest,
of people know who you are now.
But I'm going to be real with you, Chris. I'll be honest. I've had a lot of moments in my illustrious media career which people will be like, oh, I'm embarrassed. But I'm like, you know what? Pretty clear. It was pretty fun, right? Like American Ninja Warrior. I don't care what anyone says. That shit was fun. I got to do that shit twice.
I thought you were going to say the jeans was the most embarrassing
no
in your illustrious
No, it's certainly
career.
American Ninja,
Ninja
Warrior.
Ninja Warrior was the worst because it happened. Like, because
of all the shit that you were talking about.
No,
at time.
No. That's not why.
No.
People don't know that. No, nobody knows that. Listeners of the
okay,
show
well,
know that.
Well, it's
you
embarrassing regardless.
No, what was embarrassing was because I had mentally prepped for a certain, like an obstacle that had happened.
My favorite part is you making excuses.
It's
for
not
your
excuses. The
you
shit swivels.
Grab a
it
rope.
Swivels. You can't.
Grab a rope.
Mike, you can't.
The rope was 2 feet in front
you
of you.
You cannot. It is physically
nobody
impossible.
Else had
I did the same thing.
No, but you know what's funny, Roy? Is that you told me right before I went up, you said, hey, you can't run at it straight because it swivels. You got to run at an angle so that when it swivels, the momentum carries you to where you're supposed to
so
go.
So it was Roy's fault that you missed a
rope? No, it wasn't.
It's definitely
Roy,
not my
Roy
fault.
Roy helped me. But the problem was, I got up there and I was like, all right, let me go run this thing. And they're like, hold on.
Wait, that's what you look like with help?
The drones. You got to get the drones, right? The lights. Da-da-da.
The drones and psyched you out?
They made me wait for 15 minutes. And I'm standing there and there's people, there's cameras. This shit's going to be on TV. Like, I'm terrified.
They're doing a show. What did you just expect them to be on your time?
That's what everybody else did. All you assholes did it on your time. You just ran up there. When Jess, is this your first time seeing this shit? Is this your first time?
You got to see the edited ones where they put it to music.
That's great.
So okay, so let me tell you, Jess. So watch this. So we got there as a show. Everyone's supposed to do it, right? And they said they wanted me, Dan, and I can't remember who the third, was it Billy? Who was the third? They wanted us to run with the actual, like, with Matt Eisman and Akbar calling it and everything, right? Full bells and whistles. Everybody else got to just do it, right? Old Money Charlie got.
Yeah, but that's because you were making the biggest deal of it. You were the event.
I'm just saying, like, everyone else got up there, ran it, and was done.
Yeah, but your mouth bought you all that pomp and circumstance.
I had to go through the whole thing, and I
just love you having yourself. If you got to do it 10 minutes earlier, it would have all worked out differently.
In retrospect, looking back on it, you're lucky that you made it past the first step.
What?
Yeah, your knees are already given.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't given.
Yeah, it looked like they were given.
No, you guys, you're being ridiculous. But so Jess, now before we go up, they say, hey, the director wants to talk to you guys, give you a pep talk. I'm like, cool, because I'm getting nervous. All these people are in the stands. It's getting dark. The lights are on. The cameras are here. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. So the director comes up. He says, all right, we're making a TV show here, guys, so don't f*** this up. And I'm like, whoa, I thought this was supposed to be a pep talk. So he's like talking, and I'm freaking out. So he walks away, and Dan's like, how do you feel, buddy? And I said, Dan, I feel terrible. The guy just told me not to f*** up his show and da-da-da. Sorry, guys, but I'm just trying for effect. So anyway, so Dan beckons. Now, Jess, you'll love this one. Dan beckons for the director to come back. This man who just said, I'm incredibly busy, and I got to do this, and da-da. He beckons for the guy back. And the guy's like, what? And he's like, well, the guys are feeling a little shaky. Can you give them a little bit words of confidence? And the guy says, oh, yeah, you know, guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's easy, whatever. But also, don't f*** this up. You get in, you get in the water, you get the hell out. I'm like, oh, well, you just made it worse, Dan. So now I'm standing there. I'm thinking about this director. I'm waiting. They're getting the drones ready, all this stuff. And so I start running. And I'm like Mike said, the rope's not that far. I'm like, okay, I don't have to sprint out this shit. I can just, like, calmly get up there and jump forward, but the swivel that Roy warned me about like 15 minutes earlier is out of my mind, and I fall in the water, and it's done, right? So this clip comes out.
And that's it, right? Like, you don't get to try it again.
No, that's it, because the guy cussed me out twice about it, right? So watch this. The clip, we taped in April. It doesn't air until June, right? June happens. It goes mega viral. Every single ESPN show, except for like Outside the Lines, play that clip. Every single one. Get up.
Outside the Lines?
Except for Outside the Lines.
Oh, okay. That would have been funnier, okay, though. Yeah.
That would have been funnier. Like,
yeah,
wow.
That was Outside the Lines. So this whole thing happens. Fast forward a year. They hit us up again. Say, hey, do you want to do American Ninja Warrior again? I said, sure. Are we doing it as a show? And they're like, no, just you. And I said, okay. And they say, yeah, we're doing it in LA. I said, I'm in LA at this time. Jess, I go to the Universal lot, right? And when I get there, I get greeted by a PR guy who picks me up in a golf cart. And he's like, oh, thank you for doing this. And da-da-da-da. Hey, over here, we got like a little dressing area for you. And this is craft services here. And he gives me the tour. And I'm like, what's happening? And so then I see like some execs from NBC. They're walking around, and they see me, and they rush over to shake my hand. Like, oh, my God. Oh, thank you for doing this. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I'm happy to do this. And then I see the director. The same man who cussed me out a year earlier, he runs up and he hugs me.
Wow.
Hugs me and says, thank you. And I'm like, yeah. And I turn to the PR guy. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And he said, your clip was one of the most watched clips in the history of American Ninja Warrior. You guys, I made it. I don't give a shit.
All right. I mean, this is where you went wrong. All right. You got momentum. You did not have any momentum. You're supposed to go 1 foot at a time.
He stopped at the top.
You had 4 steps on that second swivel. 4 steps.
But, Roy, it didn't matter. What mattered was...
No, it does matter.
No,
you
no,
didn't
no.
have momentum.
It wasn't about momentum, Roy. It was about the angle. It's advice you gave me. If I ran at the right angle,
hey,
I would
You made it past the first one, though. You're at the right angle because you kept going.
No, because the first one doesn't swivel. The second one swivels.
The first one looks like it swivels.
It doesn't swivel. The second one is the one that swivels.
Well, it's a combination of the two. It does swivel. You got to go at an angle,
mm-hmm,
but you have to have momentum going at that angle. You did not have that.
But it wasn't. I could have been a rocket ship. I could have gone 100 miles an hour. Me going in the angle I went, I was never going to go anywhere but straight up and straight back down in the water. I could have been Vince Carter. You can't jump with the floor moving under you like this and move forward. You can only move up. So the only way to do it is if you move at the right angle so that the swivel is actually carrying you in the direction you're supposed to go. So yeah, kind of it is momentum, but also there's no amount of momentum in the world that will overcome the wrong angle.
Yeah, I just watched Billy and Roy do that part of the obstacle
they
course
ran it right.
successfully.
They ran it right, but I was...
What's her view count?
Exactly.
True.
Broke boys.
Gee, thanks.
I just thought about the guy, you permanent renter.
that one. Oh, he had a hand injury.
Dan?
He was, like, wearing, like,
hold on. Dan? Dan agreed to do this, and then he shows up like, oh, I just had surgery. I'm like, what? Like,
no, it wasn't certain. No, he hurt himself that led to a surgery. That's why he couldn't do it. Like, he hit his hand on a table or something like that, and ligaments.
Yo, it sounded like horse shit.
Before that, he's like, Valerie, I'm going to need you to bang my hand with a hammer right now.
I 100% I believe it. Because it was supposed to be me, him, and Stugatz. Stugatz had a lacrosse mitzvah. Dan shows up.
Stugatz lacrosse mitzvah at American Ninja Warrior? Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right? And Dan showed up with this huge wrap around his hand. And then my favorite part is Akbar and Matty Ice. These guys shit on me so hard, man, in the broadcast. He said they called me a Knicks draft pick.
Your video went so viral that Mina Kimes during that time did an Etch-a-Sketch portrait of you falling into the water. It was amazing.
Think about every show in ESPN's block, right? Get Up, Sports Center, First Take, The Jump, Sports Nation.
Pardon the interruption.
PTI didn't do it either.
Highly
questionable. Around the Horn. Every single show, back to back to back to back, all played that clip.
Oh, that's also June.
Yes, it's not like there are NBA Finals or Stanley Cup or anything happening, right? Enough. No, you know, that's why it went so viral, the NBC guys, because they typically, none of our shit ever gets aired on ESPN, they said, because it's like, you know, they're trying to throw cold water on it. But like, my video was the one that broke the embargo, basically.
I love Dan laughing and being like, oh, and it's like, Dan, you didn't do anything.
We all felt it in the moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of bullshit that I had a different course than everybody else.
Yours looked hard. Yours looked like the one I would break my ankle on the most.
Well, the thing is,
the floating steps, right?
Yeah, the floating steps look so easy.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one I practiced for in my mind.
That one looks so easy because if you watch on television, it's just fluid.
Yeah,
one leg.
I do it all the time. And
you realize it's
on
super
a sidewalk.
Far.
Broken ankle on the left. Broken ankle on the right. Fall down.
Yeah,
that's what I'm picturing myself doing right now.
I'd be like Howard Bryant.
Early results in, poll results on, does Mike Ryan have a deep voice? 87% say no so far.
Oh.
You got to look at the waveforms, man. On waveforms, way smaller waveforms. And it's not because my mic's lower.
Goran Dragic doesn't have a deep voice.
Okay. Like I said, you're going to find a couple outliers.
I can confirm, by the way, that Mike Glennon, very deep voice.
There you go. Wow. Longer neck. So really, basically, it's like the longer neck you have, the deeper your voice is.
Charles Barkley doesn't have a long neck. Shaq doesn't have a long neck.
Shaq has to have a long neck.
He does not.
What's your standard neck?
It's got to be like a percentage of your height, right?
What's Davis Mills sound like? Well, my point is, and the internet has backed me up on this.
Have they?
Generally speaking, it's not a scientific thing. Not at all.
How tall is Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, my God, yeah, that's good.
Quarterback tall.
He's
6'5".
I thought we played good.
That's a good Mahomes. I think Mahomes sounds like a Muppet.
He does.
Like, if he just...
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, there you go. Dun, 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 dun. Jessica, Fraggle Rock was this Muppet-based show on HBO back in the 80s and early 90s. It featured these creatures that lived underground.
I know a lot of Muppet-related things, but I've never heard of Fraggle Rock.
HBO. It was an HBO show. I remember.
So was Babar.
As a child.
Babar. Well, yes.
Babar was an import, right? It was just dubbed over in English. But like Fraggle Rock, I remember as a child because we didn't have cable. And I'm like, man, if I could ever watch this magical show.
You know what was terrifying is watching Babar and then like the very next show was Tales from the Crypt.
Like, Tales from the Crypt gave me nightmares.
Who would program HBO this way? It went from Babar to the Crypt Keeper.
A wild time.
Traumatizing for a child.
It was a wild time.
How?
There was only one HBO. There was no HBO family and stuff like that.
All right, if you want to watch Babar, it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday, and then we go right into adult programming.
6:30. Go put the kids
to
bed.
Just Babar Crypt Keeper.
Yep.
You can't do that to kids.
And then what was the other? Dream On. And then you just see random boobs, like, okay. Like,
I always felt that way about, like, Nick at Night. If you'd go straight from Nick into Nick at Night, yeah, and I'd be like, what are these adult themes? I don't understand these yet.
Yeah, it went from, like, Looney Tunes was on Nickelodeon at that time, and then it went straight to I Love Lucy.
Yep.
Like,
same with Cartoon Network.
And Adult Swim.
Adult Swim, I was always just like, what am I watching? I'm so scared.
Oh, man. And Adult Swim, early Adult Swim, do y'all remember? It used to be like, it wasn't like what it is now, like these mainstream adult cartoons. It was like trippy stuff, like Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I love Brack.
Yeah.
Brack's my
Late
dude.
Night Black and White. But that wasn't really Adult Swim back then. Back then,
They didn't have a name for it, but it was definitely like, that was the beginnings of Adult Swim.
Tune Heads, yeah.
They have...
Space Ghost was great. They had like 7 animations in the can for Space Ghost.
Yes.
C-Lab was another one.
I love C-Lab. Yeah. I like Harvey Birdman.
Attorney at Law. I'm excited for the She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Have you guys seen their marketing they've been doing for She-Hulk?
On benches. Yeah, they've been doing like attorney.
Right, but now they have like the ads that are like injury attorney ads, but it's like She-Hulk.
I've seen some ads for it. It seemed like people were kind of making fun of it though. Like, does it look like it's going to be good?
Yeah,
the initial CGI on the trailer was terrible, and they've since like touched it up some.
Cat's terrible, or how terrible?
Nothing ever approaches Cat's terrible.
Cat's terrible was a good way to dub like the initial She-Hulk reaction. And it's since gotten a little bit better.
She was the Hulk, but with human hands.
Was he?
No, that was what happened in Cats.
Oh.
They were cats, but they had fingies.
Oh, man.
Bulb.
Yeah, it was hard Bulb.
I couldn't make it through 20 minutes of that movie.
You know, the
Yeah, you had to.
I had to. By the way, you know what the most shocking piece of trivia is? That they CGI'd, what's the guy, Jason Derulo's penis out. Yes. Yes, apparently... He had a bulge, and so they had to CGI it out. So
just they didn't want the cat to have
a dick, yes. An under-the-skin dick.
What is the movie that has been the toughest watch for you for Cinephobe, where it's like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can get to the end of this movie.
There was one that we just did. One I know off the rip, always, Jupiter Ascending. That movie is...
That one's so bad.
It's so long, and it's so bad. But we did one recently where I told them, like, this might be the first movie where I just don't... Oh, Suburban Commando.
What?
Hogan, huh?
You don't just, like, stick around for The Undertaker?
I eventually toughed it out. I was having a bad day, and I'm watching, I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going
to
do this.
I went to the theaters for Suburban Commando.
So did Zach.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you were a kid, though. I mean...
I was a wrestling fan.
Yeah. Like, this was just... plain bad. It wasn't even funny bad. It was just bad. And then, like, I woke up the next day and I said, all right, let me give it another try. And I did it with a little bit more mirth, a little bit more of
not a good mirth.
Yeah.
Not better than a good mirth.
Yeah. And then I got through it, but it was a slog either way. I mean, it's a terrible movie, man.
There's some really bad older movies. Really bad.
Newer movies.
I know that the new movies are bad, but even so, like, the pacing in the newer movies, like, it just feels like you can get through a bad movie quicker nowadays.
Yeah. I've got, like, Master of Disguise was a bad one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I liked that movie as a kid.
Zookeeper. Jack and Jill.
Pacino, ass off or on?
In Jack and Jill? Ass off. He won it. He won the award. Spoiler alert. Go catch that on Cinephobe. Episode 1... Oh, no, that was... Oh, no, you can't catch that one. That was a special edition.
Oh.
Maybe it'll be...
Patreon?
Might be re-released. Might be re-released at some point.
Rewatching.
Annals.
And the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That one, the premise behind that, there was a comic book, right?
Yes.
It was a bunch of heroes from literature.
Yes. Yeah, it was like Captain Ahab, like, and Mr. Dr. Hyde. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and, you know, Billy the Kid, and they all just go around solving crimes, I guess.
Bob.
Yes, I mean, it was a red sweep, so yes. Oh, That's My Boy with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
Never saw it.
Oh, painful, because it's for 2.5 hours.
For 2.5?
Or whatever.
They trust me. they could get to whether or not that was his boy in under 2.5 hours.
How many Sandler movies did you guys do?
We've done
116 minutes for That's My Boy.
It better be.
We did Grown Ups 2. We did That's My Boy. We did Jack and Jill. We still haven't done Sandler Month. Sandman Month is coming soon. And ironically, I have a movie that I think I'm going to file.
What, Little Nicky?
No.
That God, movie's no. bad.
He's
not doing that. He's doing something like this.
I hate Adam Sandler.
Chris Cody likes Little Nicky. Why? Is it because of Dan Marino? Because
it's terrible. It's just one of those ones. It's just ridiculous.
There's only one that's like, I'm like, this is legitimately, I enjoy it.
Click?
No. Hell no.
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 It's going too far.
No. No, it's, you don't mess with the Zohan.
No.
I'm not gonna give away why, because I'm saving it for the episode, the eventual episode, but there's a reason why I like that movie, and it's not what anyone thinks. That's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen.
There's like almost in the entire filmography on Adam Sandler is eligible for cinephobe.
Yes, because he makes bad movies.
Yes.
Well, does Billy Madison count? Because that's a file.
That's a bad movie.
Billy Madison, 40.
No.
Billy Madison is 41%.
No. That movie is so great. That movie is so great. So
I'm Adam Sandler. I'm going to act like a bitch.
Yeah, but that was the first time he did it.
But he just...
Yes, I will go back to...
That movie's legendary. Yeah. That's on my like favorites tab when it was on HBO Max. I can watch it that if anytime that movie's on, I can just
really?
Jump right in. I love Billy Madison.
Day.
Yeah.
The Waterboy.
So sorry to interrupt.
The Waterboy.
Stop looking at me, Schwan.
Go on with the Borfield.
I'm now imagining like 12-year-old Chris Cody. With his hat backwards, like sitting like 2 inches from
throwing
the TV.
Throwing pickles up against the window and racing them down.
Yeah. These movies were invented for like you and people like you. Yeah. And
thank
that's
you.
Not an insult.
It seems like one.
It's that
white
poop
people.
Again.
White people. I mean, that's
no. Everybody loves Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
Everyone.
Like, you guys are in the minority.
I wouldn't say that like me and all my friends growing up talked about how much we loved Billy Madison.
Okay, white
well,
men.
You missed out.
Adam Sandler makes movies for
I did love Happy Gilmore though.
12-year-old boys.
Right.
Right? Like, that's who it is.
I'm not saying that's
a bad thing. That's a market that should be served.
This is your guy's
really?
Blind spot.
No, it is.
Everybody loves Billy Madison.
It's a great movie.
I mean, I'm not saying it should be nominated for an Oscar, but in terms of a comedy, it's great.
It's Slippy's car.
I can't
green.
Hear that voice. Every time he does the voice, I'm like, I'm out.
I don't dislike the movie either. I liked it when I was younger, but I wouldn't. You know,
go back.
I wouldn't.
Honestly, I haven't watched it
now.
I haven't
like,
watched
what
it.
What a film!
I'd like to rewatch it.
The part where he's just saying gibberish at the end.
So, but
and just
like
the
comedy.
A simple no would have. I use it once a week. A simple no would have done just
and,
fine.
And then the jokes that you didn't get when you were a little kid, like when he's in the class and she's like, "Please turn your textbooks to page 69." He's like, "69." And he's in a room full of like kindergarten.
When he grabs like the chubby kid's face, he's like, "You gotta cherish it. You do."
And the kids, you can hear Chris Farley, isn't it?
No. Oh my god.
That's another. By the way, that's another one that's on my.
Farley Month.
What?
Whoa!
Don't you do this to Tommy Boy and Black Sheep.
Do not make me. In 2022, defend the merits of Beverly Hills Ninja. Because
I kind of will. I like that movie too.
It's like a
everybody
whole...
was kung fu.
No, 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 don't do it. No.
It's a song.
No.
Even the song is problematic these days. Don't.
No, like there's a whole era of these SNL people where like none of it was ever funny to me. None of it. None of
the Roxbury.
Nope.
What?
I mean, I could not agree with you more. And I feel like I can't say that on the show because we have a lot of former SNL writers that listen to it. But I said this like a year ago to Dan and he seemed flabbergasted. But I'm like, it just wasn't for me. And I don't think it's aged very well. I guess you could say something for the fact that like some of this those skits were then like foundational things that, I don't know,
that
became funnier things
that gave us Chris Kattan as Corky Romano.
Jesus Christ, phobe.
I should buy a book.
I don't know, but I just like the skits themselves when you watch them on YouTube. Like, there's very few that I'm laughing out loud.
Who would steal 30 bagged lunches? Come on, man.
What is that from?
The movie's great. Billy Madison. If pee in your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Yeah. So very quotable. Very quotable.
Oh, it's the best.
I've never heard any of these quotes.
What?
Like, I've seen the movie, but like I've never had encountered God. Someone said, oh,
if pee in your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. No, I know.
Yeah, you just repeated it again. No,
but he did it with a voice, which is the key to every Adam Sandler movie is to do it with a voice.
That is the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. You are awarded no points.
I
may God have mercy on yourself.
I do like that. I do quote that often.
I have that in an F1.
A simple no would have done just fine.
Yeah. That's a quote.
Come on. Did you see that guy's balls?
That's not a quote.
They were weird looking.
Not a quote.
Oh, Doyle rules.
That's a quote.
Eric!
Not a quote. I like this game. I don't know. I got excited. Like, oh, what's the next one? I'm judge, jury, and executioner.
Spanish Armada. Oh, that is correct.
Not a quote.
Come on!
That is a quote. That's a quote.
When's the last time you said it, Chris?
What? All right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Not the Spanish Armada part, but I've definitely, like, if I'm trying to, like,
when's
tell
someone. When's the last time? In
2022. 2 months ago.
You're lying.
This is without me watching it recently and without me Googling. I'm off the top of my head, which tells you it's a legendary movie. Miss Slippy's car is green. Huh?
Thank you very much, Miss Lippy.
Come on.
That Miss Lippy one where someone tells you something or you don't want to hear. Thank you very much, Miss Lippy.
Conditioner is better. I leave the hair silky and smooth.
Like, you find this funny. You're out here laughing like, oh my God, Sandman, you done it again.
Yeah. No, I was saying, Sandman, you did it for the very first time.
Where's my snack pack?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought 3 for my wife, daughter, and myself for game 1. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there. And I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
Dan Lebatard.
Again, started on the breakfast flan.
Oh, man. I've been singing a song to myself all morning long. What? Breakfast flan. Da-na-na-na.
Stugats.
Have you never heard the breakfast flan song?
No, hit me with it.
Okay. I wish I had some breakfast flan. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Breakfast flan. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Where can I find a breakfast like that?
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You've never like sat on the hood of your car like Billy Madison with your REO Speedwagon t-shirt?
No.
There's so many great moments in that movie. Group watch.
Dude, every single one of his movies is a thumbs down.
You would absolutely watched it again.
The one that came...
Punch Drunk Love. That wasn't really...
not a Happy Madison.
First of all, he was just an actor. It wasn't his movie, right? That's number one, right?
Okay. Billy Madison's
I know, because
like,
Rob Schneider wasn't
30
in it.
Favorite
oh,
movies.
Jesus Christ.
Billy Madison's one of my 30 favorite movies.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I love it. Just
I'm going to name movies for you.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, okay. You're just separating the Happy Madison movies from his dramatic.
I like Billy Madison to
Hold
me.
On. He
is
says
his,
top 30, right?
Yeah.
Of all time for you.
Yeah.
Goodfellas. Is that on the list?
Billy Madison's better.
What? No. You know what? I'm done. This game's over. It's over. It's done.
You prefer Billy Madison, not Billy Madison.
So by your guys' rules, everybody in the world has to have Goodfellas ahead of Billy Madison? No,
I'm looking at it with a keen eye and I'm trying to
critique cinema, I'm not doing that. I'm saying when
you... What do I like more?
When you watch...
Yeah, what do I like
more? Like, we're basically playing... Face Off, right? Not the movie, but the Face Off. Also,
like, I'm living on a deserted island, and you're presenting movies to me.
Yes.
And
what are we
I
watching?
Get to keep these and lose the other ones forever.
Yes.
Yeah, Billy Madison, I keep forever.
Billy Madison over
Goodfellas.
Face Off.
I keep Face Off over Billy Madison. But okay, that's also one of my top 30 movies.
Okay, so I'm going to try and get to 30. Back to the Future.
Oh, Billy Madison.
Indiana Jones, any of the Indiana Jones movies.
Oh, any of them? Any of them? No.
I'm just saying,
Harrison Ford.
Pick one of them.
Billy Madison over any Harrison Ford vehicle, including Air Force One.
Even American Graffiti?
Yeah.
None of the Star Wars.
None of Star Wars.
Billy Madison over every single Star Wars ever made.
Lord of the Rings.
Easy. Billy.
Superbad.
Billy passed third grade.
Old school.
Oh, what a glorious
Wedding
day
Crashers.
For Billy Pass in third grade. The Billy Madison way.
Talladega Nights.
Billy, easy. I saw Talladega Nights 2 weeks ago.
Step Brothers.
Ooh, Step Brothers is good. I would put Step Brothers ahead of Billy Madison.
We're up to two now.
Mm-hmm.
Starsky and Hutch.
Easy. Billy Madison. Yeah.
Two Dragons. Come
you're
on,
not,
man.
You're not even challenging me. I'm telling you, Billy Madison's... I can't quote movies the way that I can quote
The Breakup.
Billy Madison. What? The Breakup? First of all, The Breakup's a bad movie.
What?
It's a bad movie.
We're going to fight.
No, it's a bad movie.
No, we're going to fight.
Who ends The Breakup that way? Did they even screen this for audiences? No one wants to see that ending.
Xenophobe eligible with The Breakup.
Xenophobe reviewed.
Yeah, he did already.
No,
did
Breakup's
it already.
Bad.
And guess what? Green sweep.
Breakup's bad.
Green. Fact, it's an excellent movie. It's not
Vince
bad.
Vaughn, the only Vince Vaughn vehicles that I would put ahead of Billy Madison.
Fred Claus.
Swingers.
Oh, get out of here.
Fred Claus.
Pile.
Terrible. Terrible.
I know, but still.
So Swingers.
And Wedding Crashers.
I just said Wedding Crashers. You said no.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I was too busy singing.
All right. Wedding Crashers on the list. Maid.
Oh, easily Billy Madison. Hated Maid because it was like
you
kind of
hated
like a
Maid?
Yeah, because it was like marketed as a Swingers sequel, but not really.
It wasn't. It was just like, the same just, guys.
Yeah,
in the same
which list. Was like this is nowhere near as good as Swingers.
Iron Man.
Easy Billy Madison.
Avengers Endgame.
Easy Billy Madison.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Ooh, that was great. But I'm not going to rewatch it the way that I rewatch Billy Madison.
Spider-Man Tobey Maguire.
Any superhero movie, I am just not watching.
Out.
The only
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is the only one.
Okay.
Dark Knight's the only one.
Dark Knight Rises?
Ooh, that one's tough. Billy Madison.
Do the voice.
What voice? I was reading the Big Ten football news.
Ooh, can you...
They're signing a deal with NBC.
Can you
Notre
keep...
Dame has friends now on the network.
Notre Dame says Indy.
I think Notre Dame will remain independent until the next college football playoff format is announced and maybe until the end of their next NBC contract if they can't get more than $75 million.
I need the part where his voice goes, hi, for some reason. That's my favorite part of the Bane. Like, yeah. The corrupt!
Yeah, I gotta say, like, Jess has made me look back on Dark Knight Rises even more fondly.
Hey, here, you want a hot take? Dark Knight Rises. Better than Dark Knight.
It is a hot take.
Because Bane is such a good villain, and he's so weird. Yes. Why does he have a mask?
Why does he walk like this?
Tom Hardy is kind of hot, too, even though you can only see his head from the eyeballs up.
And they were doing a lot of the Antonio Davis Amin tricks with Tom Hardy and Christian Bale.
Yes, absolutely.
So many of those perspective tricks. TNT, every 3 weeks, it feels like, they just play all the Christopher Nolan Batmans back-to-back. Mm-hmm. And there I am just sitting on my couch through all the commercials. Like, I can't get enough.
It's great.
It's the best comic book film franchise ever.
And for someone who hates DC movies, I agree. Oh,
someone sent in the chat, I think it was Juju, how tall is Batman based on his voice? Does he get taller when he does Batman?
Where is he?
Batman is approximately 7.5 feet tall.
Where is he?
Swear to me.
Why did you say that name?
Swear to me.
21 Jump Street.
Very funny movie. Not as rewatchable to me as Madison. Dude, it's just Billy you think I'm joking.
Okay, 22 Jump Street.
Billy Madison, easy.
My name is Jeff.
Yeah, I love my name is Jeff. Yeah, but no, it's Billy Madison. I swear to God.
Tell the story with such incredibly descriptive detail.
You're naming a lot of great movies that I would say I love, but I don't love them as much.
Get him to the Greek.
Easy, Billy Madison.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That one's tough. That one's tough because that one's super rewatch. I would say Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Let's see what else.
I think the musical in Forgetting Sarah Marshall could be on my OLI top five musicals.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see what
you and I are going to watch Billy Madison again. Can we do it? Can we do that for Sam M.
We can, sure.
Great. I'm in. That's so great. Such a great film. You know, the dad from A Christmas Story's in it.
There's Something About Mary.
Billy Madison.
Cable Guy.
I love all these movies. Billy Madison.
Dodgeball.
I love all these movies. Billy Madison.
Anchorman.
I'm going to disappoint you at every turn. No, Anchorman.
All right. Karate Kid.
Oh, easy, Billy Madison.
Karate Kid 2.
Easy, Billy Madison.
Come on. Karate Kid 3.
Billy.
Come on.
The next Karate Kid.
Nudie Magazine Day.
Karate Kid.
Nudie Magazine Day.
With Jaden.
Yeah.
Smiley.
Superbad.
You already said that.
You said that one.
Yeah. Oh. No, you're not. This is not good podcast content. You're just naming movies and me going.
Pineapple Express.
Billy Madison. Not The Room. What's the one with
Rurudo?
Disaster Artist.
Are you going to the mall later?
Zoolander.
I love Zoolander so much. God, that one's tough. Billy Madison.
This isn't good podcast.
I'm a huge fan of. People going to fit.
I mean, if we may talk about sports for a moment.
Oh, there it is. Segue.
Three times
that big. It needs to be at least
3 times
that big.
I mean, I wanted to ask you about LeBron James's contract extension. Oh, we were bandying about the notion of perhaps LeBron leaving his contract open so that he may play with his son. He instead, just on a random August day, decides to sign for 2 more years in L.A. Does this ruin the possibility in your mind that he goes to play with his son? What for you is the basketball Illuminati gears going on a LeBron contract extension?
I'm glad you brought this up because when that news came out, I had so many morons say to me, oh, you got it wrong again. I said, I spent most of the podcast talking about what Bronny's going to do, what Bronny's options are. And then we brought up LeBron and what he could do and why he hadn't signed an extension yet. The extension he signs is a 2-year deal with a player option on the second year, meaning it gives him 1 more year beyond this one. That's a nice little, you know, safety cushion in the meantime, in between time situation for him so that if the rule doesn't change, right, and Bronny has to stay another year past this senior year of high school right here, then again, LeBron still has that flexibility to re-enter free agency in 2024 right when his kid is draft eligible. Nothing we said yesterday was invalidated by that extension other than the possibility of could he come out straight out of high school or basically with his high school graduating class if that rule were to change. Now it looks like if that rule were to change, LeBron wouldn't be able to capitalize on that as immediately as he would have before. But it's still the same situation where he's keeping his options open while his son tries to figure out what he's going to do.
Is there any precedent for this situation in sports where a guy's son is coming into the league and it's one of the more powerful guys in the league where it seems unprecedented, this
Bonds,
situation.
Right?
Was like, he, was Bobby, was the older Bonds like, I want to play with my son kind of thing? Like,
The Griffies, right? Didn't the Griffies play?
The Griffies play together. Yeah. But in terms of like the leverage of where he's basically, he's also affecting his like recruiting. There was a report out about him, like Oregon being the number one thing and LeBron's getting involved. It just seems like, it seems like this guy will get drafted regardless of whether I'm not saying he might be a G League bridge guy, like middle, like, but he's going to get drafted.
Yeah.
His value is going to be higher just because he's LeBron's kid.
Chris, you weren't here yesterday, but I asked Dan the question, how high would you draft Bronny if it meant for sure you're going to get LeBron with
a 41-year-old LeBron?
Yes, but LeBron nonetheless.
So you're just like more for the marketing and stuff and like get a lot of national games.
But also look at him play. I mean, he's still really good. It's not like
there's got to be a cliff though at some point, right?
Sure, sure.
Care about me? I should stop.
No, but no. I guess my question, like, these are concerns for sure. I'm not saying give Bronny a 100-year contract, but I'm saying you're Chris Cody. You're the general manager of the San Diego Conquistadors, right? And you're on the board. You have a first round pick, right? Are you drafting him with like the 25th pick,
Bronny? I would do it just for jersey sales,
regardless of what your motivations are.
Yeah, I think I'm doing it.
How about top 15?
Now that's about where that's where it becomes interesting. Like in the 20s, it's like, yeah, everyone would agree like a 20th pick is at the value is there to just risk it. But like if it's a top 12th pick, that's
See, when I asked Zach this question, Zach's like, I wouldn't do a first round pick. And I'm like, you're wildin'. Like, if I have a 29th pick, you're not gonna take Bronny if it means I'm gonna get LeBron for 2 years?
But to Chris's point, though, this is age 39, age 40, year 22, and year 23 that we're talking about. Like we just sort of assume that in 2 years' time, LeBron will still have enormous value just because we are now sort of getting used to the aging process not being real. Like, Tom Brady is still playing at 45. But, man, I just don't know how signing up for LeBron at age 40 is worth potentially. So, like, if you believe in a different prospect, that you're just going to throw that away to go get LeBron at that age.
So to clarify, he's 37. He turns 38 in December. And in his age 37, 19th season, he averaged 30 points a game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, shot 52% from the field, 36% from three, and got to the free throw line 6 times a game.
Washed king.
Like, I get what you guys are saying, but if the fall off for him is 18, 7, and 4... that's not worth it. LeBron, and you know, LeBron's 18-7-4 isn't like, you know, Julius Randle's.
Right. It's going to be a smart.
Yeah, exactly.
18-7-4.
It's going to be impactful. It's going to help you win games. Like, this isn't.
He seems to me like the kind of guy that I don't know if he'll have like the Carmelo block where he's just like, I just can't do this the same way. He's always been programmed to be the most efficient. That I think if he even notices his skills diminishing in some degree, he's just going to amplify parts of his games that he can still do very well in an older age.
I'm not a scorer. That's his thing that he always says. I'm not a scorer. Not bad for not a scorer. He loves to drop that one. But it's real, man. Like, if you put him in the hypo, basically, what's already starting to happen, I said, if LeBron becomes a power forward, then he's like an amazing power forward.
He can play to 50.
Yeah, like you throw it to him in the block and he's like throwing no-look passes. The guy's cutting and stuff. He's doing...
You mean to tell me, like, would you take LeBron James' running point at 48 years old over Terry Porter in his heyday?
Yes.
I would, too.
At 48?
Yes. 48?
48. I would take, right now, sight unseen, I would take 48-year-old LeBron James over the best of Terry Porter.
Let's pull up Terry Porter's stats. Like, Terry Porter, who was a very good...
How high would, like, if it was Raymond Felton in his pump?
Oh absolutely.
That's going LeBron, too far.
Yeah, no, you've gone too far. Terry Porter's best year, 18.2 points a game, 4 rebounds, assists, shooting 45% from the field.
I'm talking KG veteran Terry Porter.
Yes, he was an all-star.
He was probably like 31 years 93, old.
93, he was 29.
I'm talking about like Miami Heat Terry Porter.
Oh, no, then no, absolutely not. He was like 10 points a game.
But
then,
like, say LeBron is smart enough to realize, I'll be a role player.
Yeah,
the older
do it,
that
he
I
can
get.
Do it forever.
Yeah.
He can do it forever.
48-year-old LeBron James would be better than like 31-year-old Terry Porter.
Well, no, that's now you've gone too far. Actually, you know what? 31-year-old Terry Porter played 35 games. He got hurt, and he averaged 9 points a game. Yes, 48-year-old LeBron is better.
What's a tipping point? What's a backup point guard tipping point on where you would take a 48-year-old LeBron James?
Monte Morris.
I'm taking LeBron. But the problem is, would LeBron want, like, this in this gamble, is there a situation where he gets to 48 and he's like, nah, man, I'm done playing? Like, you
No. Let's just say, like, for this hypothetical,
he's playing.
LeBron's focus is to play till he's 50.
Okay.
D'Angelo Russell.
I take
LeBron.
Wow.
I don't think D'Angelo Russell is. I think he's.
He was an all-star.
He's a very talented player.
That's a score.
But it's like, there's a lot of sizzle on that steak. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, I don't want to get aggregated. There's just like a cult around Marcus Smart that I just don't understand.
A cult? A kind of a clam chowder eating Sam Adams drinking cult?
I think his value is inflated.
God's breath. Chris, when you said lippy earlier, all I could think about was your mom.
Hubba hubba.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.